This is Today in History, April the 23rd. On this day in 1616, English poet and dramatist William Shakespeare died in Stratford-upon-Avon on what has traditionally been regarded as the 52nd anniversary of his birth in 1564. Also on this day in 1789, President-elect George Washington and his wife Martha moved into the first executive mansion, the Franklin House, in New York. On this day in 1898, Spain declared war on the United States, which responded in kind 2 days later. On this day in 1954, Hank Aaron of the Milwaukee Braves hit the first of his 755 Major League home runs in a game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Also on this day in 1968, student protesters began occupying buildings on the campus of Columbia University in New York. Police put down the protests a week later.
Columbia University President Grayson Kirk today demanded the immediate return of papers he claims were stolen when students occupied his office during their week-long sit-in. Meanwhile, a five-man independent commission opened its investigation yesterday into the causes of the student protest, a protest that is still going on.
In 1971, hundreds of Vietnam War veterans opposed to the conflict protested by tossing their medals and ribbons over a wire fence in front of the U.S. Capitol. And in 1998, James Earl Ray, who confessed to assassinating the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and then insisted he'd been framed, died in a Nashville hospital at age 70. Also on this day in 2005, the recently created video sharing website YouTube uploaded its first clip, Me at the Zoo, which showed YouTube co-founder Jawed Karim standing in front of an elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo.
All right, so here we are in front of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool.
And on this day in 1961, Judy Garland plays Carnegie Hall.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it.
She was one of the biggest and most popular movie stars of all time, making her first film appearance at the age of 7 and earning the first of 3 Oscar nominations at 17 for her starring role in what may well be the best-loved American movie of all time, The Wizard of Oz. She was also a prolific recording star, selling millions of records and winning 5 Grammy Awards in a single year, nearly 3 decades after starting out as one of the youngest performers ever signed to a major record label. These accomplishments alone would be enough to impress anyone who was somehow unfamiliar with her work. But never did Judy Garland so unify a collection of strangers than on this day in 1961 during the famous Carnegie Hall performance, often called, quote, the greatest night in showbiz history, end quote. The standing ovation that greeted Judy Garland when she took the stage that night at Carnegie Hall set the tone for the evening that followed. She sang 27 numbers in front of the crowd that night and was frequently interrupted by extended ovations. Was it merely the quality of Garland's performance that night that earned her such an incredible reception? Perhaps it was, but it is also fair to note that the concert took place on the one night a week that Broadway performers have off, Sunday night, and that the audience was therefore, to say the least, a friendly one. Judy Garland's performance on this night in 1961 was captured on a live recording that would go on to spend 95 weeks on the U.S. album charts, including 13 weeks at number one, and sweep the 1962 Grammys. But the experience of seeing it live was clearly something else entirely. Judy Garland plays Carnegie Hall for the greatest night in showbiz history, April 23rd, 1961, on this day in history.
Or 2, or 3, or 4, or more.